Well, good afternoon. I'm happy to be back here with you again and to continue our investigation of how the Bible is a story about God creating a people for Himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，下午好，很高兴再次与你们相聚，并继续探讨圣经中这部关于上帝如何为自己创造一群子民的故事。
In my last sermon, we covered the creation of the tabernacle and how the Israelites worked together to create a dwelling for God based on the plan that God had shown Moses on Mount Sinai.
在我上一次的讲道中，我们谈到了会幕的建造，以及以色列人如何重新协力，按照上帝在西奈山上指示摩西的样式，为上帝建造一所居所。
And after the completion of the tabernacle, God came down into the tabernacle, invisibly showed his presence to the people by living in their midst.
会幕建成后，上帝降临在会幕中，住在百姓中间，以可见的方式向他们显现他的同在。
I also pointed out that today, we, individually and corporately, continue this work of building up God's temple, which is the body of Christ.
我还指出，现今无论是我们个人还是群体，仍在继续建造上帝圣殿的工作，就是基督的身体。But
let's continue on in the story about God leading the children of Israel from slavery to the land of Canaan, which God had promised to give to the descendants of Abraham.
让我们继续讲述上帝带领以色列民脱离埃及的奴役，前往迦南地的故事。迦南地就是上帝赐给亚伯拉罕应许的土地。And
after the completion of the tabernacle in the wilderness, God led the people of Israel to the very edge of the land of Canaan, a place called Kadesh Barnea. And from this place, Moses sent out 12 spies, one from each of the tribes, to scout out the land.
会幕在旷野建造完成后，上帝带领以色列民来到迦南地的边界，一个名叫加底斯巴尼亚的地方。摩西从那里派了12个探子。
What happens next is sad, surprising, and also not surprising. Let's find out what happened next.
接下来发生的事情令人悲伤，出人惊讶，但也并不出人意料。让我们一起来看看接下来发生了什么。
So please stand for the reading of God's word, beginning with Numbers 13, verse 25. And I'll be reading three related passages with brief comments in between each.
请弟兄姊妹起立，聆听上帝的话语。我们从民数记的第13章25节开始，我将阅读三段相关的经文，并在每段之间做简短的评论。
At the end of 40 days, they, the 12 spies, returned from exploring the land.
过了40天，他们归探那地才回来。
They came back to Moses and Aaron and the whole Israelite community at Kadesh in the desert of Paran. There they reported to them and to the whole assembly, and showed them the fruit of the land. They gave this account to Moses: "We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit."
到了巴兰旷野的加底斯，见摩西、亚伦并以色列的全会众，回报摩西、亚伦并全会众，又把那地的果子给他们看，又告诉摩西说。 我们到了你所打发我们去的那地，果然是流奶与蜜之地，这就是那地的果子。
But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw the descendants of Anak there. And the Amalekites live in the Negev, the Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites live in the hill country, and the Canaanites live near the sea and along the Jordan.
然而住那地的民强壮，城邑也坚固宽大，并且我们在那里看见了亚拿族人、亚玛利人住在南地，赫人、耶布斯人、亚莫利人住在山地，迦南人住在海边，并约旦河边。
Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We can't attack these people. They are stronger than we are." And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. They said, "The land we explored devours those living in it, and all the people we saw there were of great size." Now sadly, the children of Israel focused on the bad report of the 10 spies and ignored the good report of Caleb and Joshua. Let's move on to Numbers 14 to see how their reaction is described.
可悲的是，以色列民只是关注那十个探子的汇报告，却忽略了加勒和约书亚所给的好报告。让我们继续看民数记14章，看看他们是如何回应的。
That night, all the members of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron. And the whole assembly said to them, "If only we had died in Egypt or in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunders. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?"
全会众大声宣扬，那夜百姓都哭嚎。以色列会众向摩西、亚伦发怨言，全会众对他们说：巴不得我们早死在埃及地，或是死在这旷野。耶和华为什么把我们领到那地，使我们倒在刀下呢？我们的妻子和孩子必被掳掠，我们回埃及岂不好吗？
And they said to each other, "We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt." And they proceeded to moan all night and demand that they go back to Egypt, accusing the Lord of bad dealing.
众人彼此说，我们不如立一个首领回埃及去吧。为此，耶和华对他们这种反应非常的愤怒。
Well, the Lord became very angry with them for this reaction and told Moses he was going to destroy them. Moses pleaded with God not to do that. God relented but pronounced this judgment instead.
为此，耶和华对他们的这种反应非常的愤怒，并告诉摩西要毁灭他们。摩西恳求上帝不要这样做，上帝心软了。
So turn with me then to Numbers chapter 14, verse 26.
请和我一起翻到民数记的14章，我们从26节开始。
And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "How long will this wicked community grumble against me? I have heard the complaints of these grumbling Israelites. So tell them, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very thing I heard you say. In this wilderness, your bodies will fall. Every one of you, 20 years or old or more, who was counted in the census and who has grumbled against me. Not one of you will enter the land I swore with uplifted hand to make your home, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun.
耶和华说：“我指着永生起誓，我必照你们达到我耳中的话待你们。你们的尸首必倒在这放，并且你们中间凡被数点从20岁以外向我发愿言的，必不得进我起誓应许叫你们住的那地，唯有耶夫尼的儿子加勒和论的儿子约书亚才能进去。”
Now as for your children that you said would be taken as plunder, I will bring them into the land to enjoy the land which you rejected. But as for you, your bodies will fall in the wilderness. Your children will be shepherds here for 40 years, suffering for your unfaithfulness until the last of your bodies lies in the wilderness. 40 years, 1 year for each of the 40 days you explored the land, you will suffer for your sins and know what it is like to have me against you.
你们就得知你们所咽气的那地，至于你们，你们的尸首必倒在这旷野，你们的儿女必在旷野漂流40年，担当你们淫行的罪，直到你们的尸首在旷野消灭。按照你们归开那地的40日，一年顶一日，你们要担当罪孽40年，就知道我与你们疏远了。
So ends the reading of God's word. Please be seated.
上帝的话就读到这里，弟兄姊妹请坐。
Now that was a rather sad turn of events, don't you think? And it raises a number of questions that I would like to focus on this afternoon. And those questions are, what was surprising about this event? What was unsurprising about this event? What happened after this event? And what does this event mean for the people of God today?
你不觉得这事件发生的相当令人悲哀吗？这一事件也引发了一些问题，我想今天下午就重点来探讨这些问题。那么这些问题有：第一个，这一事件有哪些令人惊讶的？第二个，这一事件有哪些不令人惊讶的？第三个，这一事件之后发生了什么？ 第四个，这一事件对今天上帝的子民有什么重要的意义？
So what is surprising about this account?
那么这段记述中究竟发生了什么令人惊讶的呢？
What is surprising is that after all the people had seen the Lord do, they had so little faith in God.
令人惊讶的是，在百姓亲眼目睹了耶和华所行的一切神迹之后，他们对上帝的信心却如此之小。They
had seen the Lord bring 10 disastrous plagues on the Egyptians. Then right before their eyes, the people had seen the Lord destroy Pharaoh and his armies in the Red Sea. The Egyptian army was the most feared force in the face of the earth at that time.
他们曾亲眼目睹了 主耶和华降下十个毁灭性的灾祸在埃及人身上，随后当着他们的面，他们又亲眼看见上帝在红海中毁灭了法老和他的军队。要知道，在当时埃及的军队是世界上令人最畏惧的武装力量。
And the people had also had the care of the Lord in the desert. He gave them food and water. The cloud of his presence shaded them by day, and the light of his presence gave them light by night. And most amazing of all, God's presence was right with them in the middle of their camp all the time.
在旷野中，百姓也经历了耶和华上帝的眷顾。他赐给他们食物喝水，白日有他同在的云彩为他们遮阴，夜间有他同在的光照亮他们。而最令人惊讶奇妙的是，上帝就在他们营地的中央，始终与他们同在。
They had also seen his awesome presence on Mount Sinai. It terrified God's own people. What would it do to the people who were his enemies?
他们也曾在西奈山上亲眼目睹过上帝威严的临在。如果连上帝的子民都为此感到恐惧，那么神的仇敌又如何惧怕呢？
How much more did the Lord need to do to have the Israelites trust him, that with his help they could defeat the Canaanites and take possession of the promised land of Canaan?
耶和华究竟要做多少的事情才能让以色列人信靠他，相信他能够帮助他们战胜迦南人，并获得了应许之地的迦南呢？
Their reaction was a rejection of the Lord, of his promises, of his love and kindness that he had shown the people, and of his power over all creation, including other secular powers and so-called gods, which were nothing but man-made idols.
他们的反应实际上是对上帝的拒绝，拒绝了他的应许，拒绝上帝对百姓所显明的慈爱和恩典，同样也是拒绝了上帝对整个受造界的主权掌管，包括对那些世俗政权所谓的神明其实不过是人造的偶像的主权掌管。
Now, I can understand being somewhat afraid of trying to conquer the land of Canaan, but after all the Lord had shown them, having faith in him to deliver on his promises was an entirely reasonable expectation on God's part.
我能理解他们对征服迦南地怀有几分的畏惧，但既然耶和华已向他们显明了一切之后，他们本该存有信心，相信上帝必实现所应许的，这本是上帝对他们最合理的期待。
But if you have been tracking the Exodus and number account so far, the Israelites' lack of faith in the Lord was not very surprising. They had been exhibiting a lack of faith all along.
但如果你一直关注出埃及记和民数记的记载，你就会发现以色列民对耶和华上帝缺乏信心其实并不令人惊讶，他们一直以来都表现出信心的匮乏。
Let's look at their track record.
让我们来看看他们过往的记录。
First of all, what the Israelites said while they moaned at Kadesh Barnea was just a version of what they said when they were stuck between Pharaoh's army and the Red Sea. They said, "Let us go back to Egypt and serve the Egyptians." But God delivered them then.
首先，以色列人在加比斯巴尼亚抱怨时所说的话，与他们被困在法老军队和红海之间所说的话如出一辙。他们说，让我们回埃及去，服侍埃及人吧。但那是上帝仍拯救了他们。
Then on the way from the Red Sea to Mount Sinai, The people grumbled against Moses because the water was not drinkable. But God showed Moses a way to make the water drinkable.
随后，从红海前往西奈山的途中，百姓因水不能饮用，就向摩西发怨言。但上帝向摩西指示了一种方法，使水可以饮用。
Then the people wanted to go back to Egypt because they had so much to eat there. And then God rained manna down on them.
后来，百姓因埃及有充足的食物吃，他们就想回埃及去。于是，上帝降下玛拉给他们。
And after a little while, the people again grumbled against Moses about the lack of water. They questioned whether the Lord was still with them. Then God had Moses strike the rock of Horeb with the staff, and water poured out.
没过多久，百姓又因缺水向摩西发怨言，质疑耶和华是否仍旧与他们同在。于是，神吩咐摩西用杖击打何烈山的磐石，水就涌了出来。
After meeting with God at Mount Sinai and waiting for Moses to come down from talking with God on the mountain, the Israelites grew impatient and lost faith. They pressured Aaron into making an idol, a golden calf for them. This was a clear and direct disobedience of what God had just commanded them about not making an idol of anything.
在西奈山与上帝相会后，以色列人等待摩西从山上下来，他们却渐渐失去了耐心和信心。他们逼迫亚伦为他们铸造偶像，一尊金牛犊，这明显是直接违背了上帝刚刚吩咐他们不可为自己雕刻任何偶像的命令。
And after the people set out from Mount Sinai to go to Canaan, the people grumbled again. They complained about their hardships, and the Lord rebuked them with fire.
百姓从西奈山出发前往迦南后，抱怨声又开始了。他们抱怨所受的艰辛困苦，耶和华就用火斥责他们。
Then they complained about not having meat. They said, if only we had meat, we were better off in Egypt. The Lord was displeased with them, but out of his mercy, he sent them quail to eat. But he also chastised them with a plague.
随后，他们抱怨没有肉吃，他们说，要是能有肉吃就好了，我们在埃及的日子比现在好，过得多。耶和华对他们很不喜悦，但出于怜悯，他赐给他们鹌鹑吃，然而他也降下瘟疫惩罚他们。
And finally, Miriam and Aaron, Moses' brother and sister, rebelled against Moses, challenging the fact that God had chosen Moses as the one to whom he gave revelation, the one to whom God spoke face to face. The Lord was very angry with them and turned Miriam's skin leprous.
最后，摩西的姐姐米利安和哥哥亚伦也背叛了摩西，他们质疑上帝拣选摩西作为启示的接受者，并能够与上帝面对面交谈的人。耶和华对此非常的愤怒，使米利安的皮肤长了大麻风。
Now this is not a great litany, and when you consider this history, it is not surprising that the children of Israel lost faith in the light of the bad report and rebelled against the Lord there at Kadesh Barnea.
这不是一份很光彩的清单，但你回顾这段历史，就不难理解或惊讶，为何以色列人因为听到坏消息就失去了信心，在加底斯巴尼亚背叛耶和华。
This lack of faith seems to be who they were.
这种缺乏信心似乎正是他们本性的写照。
And it continued. What happened after the rebellion at Kadesh Barnea is also very important to understand.
这故事仍在继续。 了解在加里斯巴尼亚反叛之后所发生的事情也同样非常的重要。
Their rebelling and lack of faithfulness continued while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years while the first generation died there.
他们的叛逆和不幸仍然持续到以色列人在旷野漂流的40年，直到所有的第一代以色列人都倒闭在那里。
Now, except for Moses, Aaron, Miriam, Caleb, and Joshua, none of the first generation is ever mentioned again in the Old Testament. That means that all the rebelling that goes on in the 40 years of wandering the desert is by the second generation. Clearly, there's a deeper problem here.
除了摩西、亚伦、米利亚、加勒和约书亚之外， 旧约再没有提及任何一代的以色列人。这意味着，在旷野漂流40年间所发生的所有的叛逆，都是出自第二代。显然，这里存在着一个更深层的问题。
But the story gets worse. In the book of Deuteronomy, where Moses recounts the Lord's commands and all the things that the Lord has done for Israel, there was a closing part. It is called the blessings and curses. And you can find it in Deuteronomy 27 and 28.
但事情变得更糟。在生命记中，摩西重申了耶和华的诫命，以及他为以色列所做的一切。其中结尾的段落通常被称为祝福与咒诅。
Now the gist of that passage is that if the Israelites keep all of God's commands, that God would bless them in the land of Canaan, which he was going to give to them. But if they did not obey his commands, then God would curse them. And the curses sound a lot like being besieged, defeated, and taken away from the land of promise.
这段经文的核心要务是，若以色列人遵守上帝一切的诫命，上帝必在赐给他们的迦南地上赐福于他们。但如果他们违背上帝的诫命，上帝必将咒诅与他们。这些咒诅听起来就像被围困、战败，并驱逐出应许之地。
You can read that part of Deuteronomy yourself, but when I read the blessings and curses section of Deuteronomy, I get the strong impression that both Moses and God do not think they will obey the commandments and would end up being cursed.
你可以自己去阅读一下《生命记》这部分的经文。当我读到《生命记》中关于祝福和咒诅的部分时， 我强烈地感受到摩西和上帝都认为他们不会遵守戒律，最终会被遭到咒诅。
Now in fact, the rest of the Old Testament can be seen as a story about whether the people will be faithful and blessed or unfaithful and cursed. And in the end, they failed.
事实上，旧约的其余部分都可以看作是一个 关于以色列人是否会忠信蒙福，还是不幸被约咒诅的故事，而最终他们失败了。
But in the meantime, God was faithful and gracious to them and brought them into the land of Canaan, as God had promised. And during the reigns of King David and King Solomon, all the land that God had promised to Abraham came under the control of these Israelite kings.
然而，在此期间，上帝始终信实仁慈，按照上帝所应许， 得将他们带入迦南地。在大卫与所罗门王朝统治时期，上帝应许承诺给亚伯拉罕的土地尽数落入了以色列诸王的统治之下。
But even then, the troubling future for Israel is foreshadowed. A close reading of the accounts of David and Solomon shows us there's a good David and a bad David. There's a good Solomon and a bad Solomon.
即便如此，以色列本来的以色列未来的困境也隐约的显现。细读大卫和所罗门的记载，你会发现，我们会发现大卫有好的一面，也有坏的一面；所罗门有好的一面，也有坏的一面。
And when God makes a covenant with David, promising that God would establish the throne of David forever, God also points out that when David does wrong, as God knows David will, God's love would never be taken away from David.
当上帝和大卫立约，应许要永远坚定他的王位的时候，上帝也指出大卫所犯的罪。上帝知道大卫会犯罪，而上帝的慈爱却永远不会从大卫的身上收回去。
One important Old Testament scholar said, this is the great even though, nevertheless of the Bible. Even though we sin, nevertheless, God will not take his love from us.
一位重要的圣经学者说，这正是圣经中尽管如此然而的伟大表达，就是尽管我们犯罪，上帝仍然不会收去他对我们的慈爱。
This is an amazing look at God's grace, but it will come at a cost, and I will speak to that later.
这展现了上帝恩典的奇妙，但这恩典是要付代价的，我们稍微会谈到这一点。
So, what does this rebellion at Kadesh Barnea mean for us?The people of God today. It has great significance.
那么加底斯巴尼亚的叛乱对我们今天上帝的子民意味着什么呢？它仍然具有着重大的意义。
The Apostle Paul mentions it in his first letter to the Corinthians. Now Paul's letter to the Corinthians gives us the most detailed extensive picture of a New Testament church. And that picture is not pretty.
使徒保罗在写给哥林多前书提到此事。保罗写给哥林多人的这封信，为我们呈现了一部新约教会最详尽、最全面的图景。这幅图景并不美好。
Now there were lots of problems in the Corinthian church, and Paul was addressing them in his letter. And in reading his letters, you get the sense that the Christians in Corinth had a lot of similarities with the children of Israel in the wilderness, which is why Paul wrote them this.
哥林多教会存在着很多的问题，保罗在书信中一一的指出了这些问题。阅读他的书信，你会感受到哥林多的基督徒和那些旷野中的以色列人有很多的相似之处，这也是保罗写信给他们的原因。
Now Paul wrote this, For I do not want you to be ignorant of the facts, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud, and they all passed through the sea. They were all baptized.Into Moses in the cloud and the sea.
第十章一到二节，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过，都在云里、海里受洗归了摩西。
Nevertheless, Paul says, God was not pleased with most of them. Their bodies were scattered in the wilderness.
但他们中间多半是神不喜悦的人，所以在旷野倒闭。
Now these things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the culmination of the ages has come. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall.
十一十二节这样说，他们所遭遇这些事都要作为借鉴，并写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。所以自己以为站得稳，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
Does that sound familiar? It's a bit disheartening, isn't it?
这听起来是不是很熟悉？是不是有点令人沮丧呢？
But pay attention to Paul's application. He said that God had these things written down for us as warnings and examples. God loves us and cares for us. Giving us warnings and examples serves as a loving way to keep us out of trouble.
但请注意保罗的解释，他说神把这些事写下来是为了警戒我们，给我们作为借鉴。上帝爱我们，眷顾我们，他给我们警戒和榜样，是出于爱，要保守我们免于祸患。
Paul also makes a remarkable statement. He says, "The end of the ages has come upon us." He means that we are in the time between Christ's first coming and his second coming. The time when his kingdom is already here, but not yet here.
Paul 还说了一句意味深长的话，他说末世已经临到了我们。他的意思是我们正处于基督第一次降临和第二次降临之间的时期。他的国度已经降临，但尚未完全的成就。
This is a time like the world has not known before, but it is also a time that needs to be faithfully gotten through. That is why Paul exhorts us to stand firm and to watch and be ready for Christ's next coming.
这是一个前所未有的时代，但这也是我们需要忠心度过的时代。因此保罗劝勉我们要站立得稳，警醒预备，迎接基督的再来。
Now the writer of the letter to the Hebrews also picks up this theme from the rebellion at Kadesh Barnea. Scholars think the letter to the Hebrews was written to Jewish Christians in Rome who had already suffered through some persecution, but more persecution looked to be on the horizon.
希伯来书的作者也从加里斯巴尼亚的叛乱中汲取了这一个主题。学者们认为希伯来书是写给罗马的犹太基督徒的，他们当时已经遭受了一些逼迫，但更大的逼迫似乎正在逼近。
The writer quotes Psalm 95, which references the event at Kadesh Barnea, to remind his hearers to be faithful to God to the end.
作者援引诗篇九十五篇提及加底斯巴尼亚的事件，以此提醒听众要始终忠于上帝。
This is what he said to them. So says the Holy Spirit, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion, during the time of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested and tried me, though for 40 years they saw what I did.
他在希伯来书三章七到十四节这样说的，圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒，试探他的时候一样，在那里，你们的祖宗试探我， 并且观看我的作为40年之久。
That is why I was angry with that generation. I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest.
所以我厌弃那时代的人，说他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。我就在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ, if we indeed hold on to our original conviction firmly to the very end.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神遗弃了。总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
So let's sum up here.Why would I include this story about the rebellion at Kadesh Barnea as being part of the story about God creating a people for himself?
让我们总结一下，我为什么要把加里斯巴尼亚叛乱的事件作为上帝为自己创造子民的故事的一部分呢？
Now most of the story about God creating a people for himselfIt's all about God's efforts and actions to do so. But as I mentioned in my last sermon about the tabernacle, God does graciously engage us in the task of building up the body of Christ. We do have a part in this by God's grace. As the writer of Hebrews says, we have come to share in Christ.
上帝为自己创造子民的故事大部分都围绕着上帝为此所做的努力和行动，但正如我上次关于会幕的讲道中所提到的，上帝确实以恩典邀请我们参与建立基督的身体，我们靠着上帝的恩典也参与在其中。正如希伯来书的作者所说的，我们得以在基督里有份。
But we have another part in this. We have to trust in God to take care of us, to save us to the end. And we have to struggle to obey his commands. We do so as an expression of our love to him and as a way to show how glorious his kingdom really is.
但我们还有另一份责任，我们必须信靠上帝，相信他并看顾我们，信靠他必与我们直到永远。我们必须努力遵守他的诫命。我们这样做是为了表达我们对他的爱，也是为了彰显他国度的荣耀。
And the story about the rebellion is showing us that at times this can be hard, it can be scary, but we have to trust God and push through.We have to remember all that God has done for us, especially through Jesus Christ, and to persevere to the end, to where God takes us into his rest.
叛乱的故事告诉我们，有时我们会经历艰难，有时可能是恐惧，但我们必须信靠上帝，坚持到底。我们必须铭记上帝为我们所做的一切，特别是通过耶稣基督所成就的，并坚持到底，直到上帝接我们进入他的安息。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Lord, this story about the children of Israel is a humbling reminder of our frailty and our shaky faith.
亲爱的主， 以色列子民的故事，谦卑地提醒我们自身的软弱和摇摆不定的信心。
Give us your grace that we would hold on to you and trust you in all of life's circumstances. Keep us from ever wanting to go back to the time before you saved us. Help us not to have hard hearts when you hear your word.
求你赐下恩典，使我们在各样的人生情况中紧紧抓住你，信靠你。求你保守我们，永不渴望再回到你拯救我们之前的岁月。求你帮助我们听见你的话，心就不再刚硬。
Help us to remember also that through Jesus Christ, the end of times has come upon us. We live now in his kingdom, and we now come to share in his salvation and his promise of eternal life.
求你使我们铭记，借着耶稣基督，末世已经临到了我们。我们如今就活在他的国度里，得以分享基督的救恩和永生的应许。
We pray this in your Son's name, Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祈求，阿门。